Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Oh, man, Bickle put Sammy Vatanen right down to the ice on his back with a massive hit. Bickle looking for two for his money. He got it. A thunderous body check in the near corner on Vatanen. Oh, and then Bickle steps into Byfuglien from behind and knocks him down, and Byfuglien takes exception to it. Sharp over the wild line left wing to Bickle, coming by Moose, and shoots and scores! Brian Bickle!
Bickle to Shaw, left corner to Keith. To the line, Rundblad tees it up, fire save, and Rebels score! Brian Bickle!
Brian and Amanda in studio in just a second. Well, that's fun hearing that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Remember, Brian and I shot a video, I don't know, 5 years ago, longer than that?
Mm-hmm.
I made the mistake of saying, all right, check me hard into the wall. The bruises just went away. But he looks great. We'll talk to Brian in just a second. 818, before we get to traffic, let me say hi to Brian and Amanda Bickle, who are here. Nice to see you guys. And Bix, you look great.
Thanks, you too.
Lean into that microphone for me.
Yeah.
And Amanda, you always look fabulous.
Oh, thanks. You're so sweet.
But I want to make sure that everybody knows how good you look. How do you feel?
I feel good. Slowing the body down. Not going through the paces of being a hockey player is definitely, helped my symptoms, but enjoying the time with the family. It's good.
And the little ones are how old now?
3 and 1. Turning 3 and 1 just turned
1. How about that? When was the last time you slept?
Oh, they're like, amazing sleepers.
Yeah. Oh, they are?
Yeah, good.
They got my sleeping really jeans. Lucky. I can fall asleep here if you want.
Oh, what a nice thing to say.
Sorry.
Listen, you don't need to hear this from me, but I think it's important to say it. Dave, you and I talked about this. Andrea talked about this. Mm-hmm. The way you guys have handled all of this as a family after that left turn, From the announcement to going to Carolina to coming back to the NHL awards, really amazing. You got to be proud of yourselves.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's something that we drive to doing. Obviously, it was a low part in my career and my life, and me and my Amanda, we wanted to turn into a positive and inspire a lot of people, and I think we've done that so far, and we're going to be moving forward.
You thought it was just pit bulls? No, it's pit bulls and MS.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, we're lucky. It just kind of, worked right into our foundation. We found out shortly after he was diagnosed that a lot of people with MS use service dogs because a lot of people have problems with stability or even their sight or even emotional support. And it just kind of fit right in.
So plenty busy. You going to have time to fish?
Yeah, hopefully I got some time to fish.
Oh, boy.
I've been talking to Amanda all the time that
poor
I need
thing.
To get
it's
out.
Okay.
Yeah, but, Amanda liked me until I brought that up.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. We'll come back right after traffic, talk more with you guys in just a second. And then John McDonough's going to be on talking about convention this weekend here in a couple minutes, too. Brian and Amanda Bickle are here. They just referenced the MS Service Dog program, which is launching now. You know, when life throws you a curve, do something positive with it. And that's what you guys have done. So how's this going to work, Amanda?
Yeah, I mean, so basically, a lot of people that have MS, need service dogs.
Sure.
We looked into it, and a lot of service dogs can cost upwards of $20,000. I don't know about you guys, but like most people cannot afford that for a dog. I mean, it's kind of crazy. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So we decided that we wanted to provide service dogs free of charge to people with MS. A lot of people need them for stability or they lose their sight, so they need it for that, or even just emotional support.
Sure.
So that we are going to train dogs for specific needs. So each person that we will, we will find out what their needs are and then train the dog specifically to them.
Is there a breed that works best for this? Do we know?
Yeah, well, we like our foundation, we deal with pit bull type dogs, and that's what we're going to continue dealing with.
Okay.
We know that they're very loyal, easy to train, and, it's all about building awareness and support around
them. And that bond, right? The bond between the...
They have a great bond.
Right. The easier the dog is to train, the more you could probably keep the cost down, I would assume.
Well, for sure. I mean, it'll, no matter what, probably take 6 to 9 months to train each dog.
How about that?
It's pretty extensive. So, all of our dogs also that we're going to be using rescue dogs, we also find that those are the best trained dogs. They're very happy to have a wonderful family home as well. So it's kind of a win-win situation.
Without a doubt. There's an event called A Fetching Affair, Bix, Friday night at Moonlight Studios. Are you going to be in a tux for this?
Not so much. We're doing a casual summer look. I don't think a tux will be...
Cocktail attire.
Yeah. So I'm going to be wearing a suit. You would enjoy it. I missed last year's. I'm going to be here in full force this year and enjoying the night.
Right. Raise as much money as possible. And a couple days later, I know there's a pause event that benefits you guys as well, right?
Yeah, we have a pause for a cause, it's called, with Tito's Vodka. And that's a 5K. We're really excited about that as well. You can come out, you can walk, run, do whatever you like.
I'm going to be mixing a little bit of both.
Right, yeah, the vodka and the walking and the running.
Yeah, not so much running. Yeah.
Whatever powers you.
Well, Steve mentioned the NHL awards, which I thought you did an unbelievable job there. That had to be a very difficult emotional moment for you. But how about when the NHL, the foundation, gives you $20,000 for your foundation? I mean, you had no idea that was coming, did you?
No.
We didn't. You know, it was overwhelming going into that night. You know, watching that video, I was breaking down. And I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to talk. And then get up there and, you know, me and Amanda, we made it through it. But, you know, for them to surprise me right after that, it just shows the NHL what I meant and what they mean to the players. And it was a nice little gift. And, you know, it was a great night.
What are you doing to stay in shape? You look like you're in good shape. Running around chasing the kids?
Yeah, chasing the kids. I've been doing a little bit of cardio. I haven't lifted weight yet, so I got to stay away from those. I'm not too fan when I was playing hockey lifting weights, but, you know, I got to enjoy being around the family and chasing the kids around.
Now, this normally in the summertime, this would be a time when I suppose you'd be skating hard and getting ready to play.
Yeah.
So that's why, Amanda, I brought up fishing. It wasn't just to disrupt your family. I just want to make sure he keeps busy.
Oh, he's been busy, that's for sure. There's been no need for fishing all the time.
Look at this. I can't win, right, man. I'm trying to help you out.
There are things around the house that need fixing. Please.
Exactly.
Right?
That's a good point. Are you handy?
Oh, I'm really handy. You name it. I got the hands for it.
That's a lie.
You fix things like I do with a wallet and a phone?
Yeah.
Is that pretty much how it works?
He's got a guy.
He's good at cutting the lawn.
I got great skills.
He's good. He's good with the kids and everything. It's really nice to have him around. It's definitely a change from what I'm used to, so it's nice.
I know you guys are living back in home in Canada, but you're going to be back and forth, I'm sure, right? I mean, Chicago's always going to be a second home, I would think.
Yeah, it definitely is. And, you know, we started a foundation here, and we have a lot of good friends, and obviously being part of the Blackhawks for so long, this is a second home for us.
You get a chance to get a hold of Brian Campbell and say you guys can sit on the porch and drink lemonade and watch the world go by now?
Yeah, he's he's actually joined the head of office, and see that. I know he's had a great career of 17 years with with the Blackhawks and Buffalo and
all
Florida.
The other teams that threw him out.
Then you know, to see him, you know, retire after a great career, and I'm sure he's I know he got a little emotion yesterday, but you know, he's based in Hinsdale, and he's going to be around this area, so it's sure going to bump into him the next couple days.
It's tough, though. I mean, even though you guys had different paths here, once it's over, it's tough, but it's all part of moving on to this next phase of your life, and you guys look like you're off to a great start.
Yeah, it's been busy, but we're looking forward to it.
All right, so let's throw out the websites here. The website for the foundation, because I assume the pause event is linked there as well?
Yes, yeah. BickleFoundation.org. Okay. You can get all the information for Fetching a Fare, which is tomorrow, and the Pause for a Cause, which is on Sunday. We're really excited about it.
And if you can't make it, feel free to donate.
Correct.
Anytime, all year long, whenever you feel the urge. In honor of your healthy dog, feel free to donate and help out. Last words from you guys. You all good?
I just want to ask Brian if he's heard from a number of his... I know Tara Vinen was there last year, but all these former Blackhawks are ending up with Carolina now. Scott Darling and Trevor Van Riemsdyk and Marcus Kruger.
It's Blackhawks South.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Obviously Darling contacted me before he signed. Just wanted a scoop of the team, the area, and things like that, because he was leaning into, you know, that being his decision. And then with the expansion draft with Kruger and Van Riemsdyk, you know, that's part of the business. You're going to get traded, and obviously the market... you know, here in Chicago, they need you know, move pieces to work things out. But it seems like a lot of
stupid salary cap
ex-Blackhawks have been going to Carolina. Yeah. So you know, look out for the Hurricanes next year. They're gonna be
it could be good pickups.
And Brian Campbell had somewhat of a successful acting career when he did the soup in a sandwich. Now people are saying soup in a sandwich, but what about soup in a bickle?
Soup and a bickle.
Have you thought of acting
Bixen
a little
soup.
Bit? Vixen soup, right.
Yeah. I've seen that episode. It was kind of funny that he put that together, but maybe we'll cross paths. And
that's the kind of good work he's going to be doing in the front office.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
It's great to see you guys. Congratulations on a nuts summer already, but go to the website one more time, which is?
BickleFoundation.org.
And support the event tomorrow night and Sunday's Pause event and whenever you can. All the best, you guys.
Yeah, thanks
for coming over.